It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, what's going on? Podcast time. God, those headphones were loud. I think it blew out my ears. Hey.
What happened to your ears? Well, I blew them out myself.
They're bleeding. My ears are bleeding.
My voice and my ears don't correlate.
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast.
One's too loud and one's too sensitive.
Oh, God. It's so much pain. All right, so here we go. YouTube, one of the biggest things in the planet.
It is.
I think you told me some fact, like how many hours are loaded like every minute?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Like 300 million.
Dude, not that many, but it's hours. It's a lot. It's like a billion. A second.
A billion. Hey, you know what I was thinking about yesterday? It has to do with YouTube. Mm. Dude, I am subscribed to a lot of things. I have Netflix. I have Prime. Mm-hmm. I have Hulu. I got all of these things.
Yeah.
And I do not have a subscription to YouTube, the most used app probably in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they constantly remind me about, hey, you know, month 30-day trial for free. Try it out. YouTube Red, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, yep.
And I'm always saying no. I don't know why. That's the app I should be paying for.
No, you know why, though? Because I don't think there's much benefit to it. I know they have some YouTube originals and everything like that, and you don't have to watch commercials.
Uh-huh.
But come on, you can find everything you want without having
a
subscription. You know what's more, the only reason I would ever subscribe is so I wouldn't get that stupid pop-up every time. Because the commercials nowadays, we got enough stuff. I can play a video, if it's one of those long commercials, let that thing play through, do something else, and then go back to the video,
right.
And it's fine. Or skip ad.
You know what's kind of pissing me off recently, though? Uh-huh. Double ads.
Oh, yeah. Or a longer video, and they have ads in the middle.
In the middle? Like every 5 minutes, I'm like, no.
They're gonna get paid either way, but I could never see myself pulling the trigger on it because it's not that inconvenient, and I don't see that much more beneficial. Now, with a subscription, do you get like all the movies that they have on YouTube? Because
I think you do.
Yeah.
So no commercials. You definitely get a little bit more content. You know, another thing I thought of. Not that I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
But your videos that you post probably aren't spreading or being viewed by anybody else because you're not part of YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get like a viral video, if you have something brilliant, it's probably beneficial to be a part of YouTube.
They may help you out, but again, though, you can still
YouTube's not gonna upload stuff. They're not going to push your video if you're not paying them, right?
No, and they may add it to if you're paying them. Who knows? I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. But here, every minute, more than 500 hours of video are uploaded.
That's wild.
Every minute, 500 hours.
Where is that database? I want to see that hard drive.
I think we talked about it, too. We did a conversation a while ago about if you could only have one app, what would it be? And YouTube, absolutely.
Yeah.
That I can honestly say that. As great as, you know, Reddit is and all that stuff, mm-hmm. YouTube has fucking
everything,
dude. You can how-to videos, mm-hmm. you know, if it stays the same, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
And by the way, fuck Fail Army. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
They made it so you can't just go and watch their fails of the week. And like usually this time of year, mm-hmm. they do, the best fails of the year, part one, part two. Mm-hmm. Now, all you can watch is a little teaser video, and then you have to go download their fucking app.
Right.
Fuck you, Fail Army.
You know why they do that? And you hit it right on the head. You said the words right from your mouth.
Yeah.
They made it.
Yeah.
They did.
But you know what? Dude, I hope they make it on their own.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Because it's like they're taking other people's videos.
Yeah.
They've made a huge following with other people's content. All they've done is put it together in little 6-minute packages.
I wonder if they're paying those people now.
They fucking better be.
Yeah.
If now that you're, they should have been paying them the whole time. You're making money on other people's content
mm-hmm.
that you're doing.
You know, Fail Armory was nice because it was everything basically put into one video. You know, and they did the monthly or had different categories. But even if you just type in fail compilation now, there's so many people doing it.
Yeah.
There's videos for days.
That's why I just hate it because Fail Army did a really good job packaging it all together. Yeah. Some you get some shitty ones.
So you got me hooked on that. And I've been doing that as, you know, you're with your buddies in the living room.
Yeah.
You know, you're hanging out. You just don't have anything to watch because you're not really focused on the TV.
Yeah.
Dude, it is the best thing to put on the TV.
Yeah.
It entertains everybody.
If I had a bar, I'd throw Fail Army up on
it. It would be brilliant.
Yeah. Just throw it up on
honestly,
there.
Honestly, it's one of those mindless. And it's just boom, 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 video, video, video. You can't really focus in on one thing because there's so much info coming at you. Even my dad, who is 70 years old, put it up in the pavilion the other day.
Yeah.
He was sitting there for like 2 hours just drinking his toddy, just like,
laughing.
This is great.
It is. It's great. But yeah, fuck you, Fail Army. I hope someone this somehow gets back to you because you guys fucked it up.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
So this is what you do. Type in win compilation. Win have you ever do those?
I do, but it's not as fun as watching people fail.
There are some crazy ones in there.
I like seeing people fail instead of succeed. Right. I want to see you bust your nuts on that pommel horse instead of do a cool trip. Anyway, I bring this up because people make a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah.
How old do you think the highest paid YouTuber is?
13.
8 years old. The highest paid YouTube star is 8-year-old Ryan Kaji, and he does his Ryan's World, and he raked in $26 million over the past
This is crazy. The kid doesn't even know what $26 million is.
Dude, he was also number one last year with $22 million. His channel launched 5 years ago, and it's used to consist mainly of him unboxing toys.
All right, see, here's my question.
Are you fucking serious? I'm going to swear a lot on this because it pisses me off.
Yeah. People say it different, though, man. The people are watching it. I mean, I really want to scream and rant about it, too, but, dude, we need to figure this out.
Dad tell you to wash your hands before you eat your food because of bacteria? Oh. Well, today, we're going to swab places, and we're going to see if there's really bacteria there.
Welcome to Ryan's World.
Fully produced.
First up, we're going to dip the swab in water. First swab, I'm going to test out my sister's shoe. Let's go. Whoa. Ugh, so dirty.
Is that worth $26 million?
That's craziness, dude. That is craziness. You know what's crazy about that? Is literally 5 years ago, like probably a couple months into it, their parents at one time looked at each other and said, we don't have to fucking do anything for the rest of our life.
Dude, this kid's
got millions of views. How did this happen?
Yeah.
Let's just quit our jobs and start videotaping our child.
And that's what they, and now, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's fully produced.
You know what I want to do?
I wonder if there's a full camera crew behind that.
It might be.
Dude, at this point,
you can pay him. It's not that hard.
No.
Hold on. So I'm going to say Ryan's World. I'm going to look this up. Ryan's World.
Here's what I kind of want to bring up.
Yeah.
And this is, I wonder if it's the same for this kid as it was for, I watched a podcast with Macaulay Culkin on it the other day, and they're asking him about what was it like. What was it like being a child actor? And Macaulay answered it as, dude, it's what I did. It's the only thing I knew.
Yeah.
So it's not like I knew I was a star. He's like, basically, it was like an everyday life of any other kid. But I was just so happened to be that kid. He was like, dude, I just showed up and, you know, I kind of spit my lines. And he's like, it was just like an everyday thing for me. So I'm wondering if this kid really knows what's going on. Or if he's just like uploading and doing these videos out of his own, because he likes doing it.
So,
and then later on in life, he's going to look back and be like, holy shit. I made $26 million.
Dude, he's going to have unless he goes in the gutter and he gets addicted to drugs or anything like that, which could happen. But
is he going to be unboxing presents for the rest of his life? There's going to be a point where shit changes, yep. And he's got to realize that. That's the problem.
Well, it's getting there.
Having your child be a star.
And the big thing, too, is that kids aren't, he's cute right now at 8 years old. Yeah. But where does that stop? Puberty. Mm-hmm. He starts hitting 12, 13. Mm-hmm. No one's going to want to watch a 13-year-old unbox presents.
Right.
So I found the first video. It was uploaded 4 years ago. It's got 48 million
Google,
views at this point.
Dude,
48 million views.
48 million. And probably, too, as it gets big and people go back and watch it. Skip ad. See?
Adding one more.
Hi, Mommy. Okay, what you want today? What toy you want today? What is your pick of the week?
Pick of the week? The kid gets a gift every week?
$26 million.
What is it?
It's a Lego choo-choo train.
A Lego choo-choo train?
Uh-huh.
Why do you want this?
Because I like it.
Oh, is it fun? Does it look fun?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ready to go home and play?
This was shot on a video camera, or on a phone.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Isn't there a famous part of this video where they use it a lot?
Ready to go home?
So, it's cute. You're watching a kid with a toy. Yeah. But you're just filming this kid's every move. That kid's grown up with a camera in front of his face.
How do you start the train? And no pun intended with the kid's train toy. But How do you start the YouTube train?
I guess
if you got a channel, what do you got to do? What is it? I mean, obviously, you got to have content. You got to have an idea. You got to have a direction. How do you get those first initial views?
It's just got to take. It has to go viral. So I've had one thing go viral. I've told you about this before, and it was on Facebook. It was a stupid little meme I made, and it fucking went everywhere. It was crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, the amount of notifications was nuts. And that was one thing. I almost couldn't keep
is
up.
It just getting the right person's hands?
It's all about timing.
The right
it just
person
has to
shares
get,
it.
Because like this, I'm going to tell you folks right now, and I'm not trying to be mean to an 8-year-old kid, but I can't believe that this stupid fucking video, like, who wants to watch someone else's kid? Think about going to a birthday party, a kid's birthday party. Do you enjoy sitting and watching that kid that's not yours? Well, and this has 48 million views.
Well, here's the answer to your question, because I was just at one this past weekend.
Yeah.
Me particularly, watching the kid open the presents? Nah, not at all. But the 20 other women around me absolutely loved it.
I loved it.
And that, you know what? That's what it is.
And like here, he's playing with it. Now, I get like, hey, here's a product review. That makes sense to me. Like, but this is just a kid.
Yeah, playing with toys.
Good idea, Ryan.
It's craziness.
And millions and millions and millions of dollars. I guess I'm just jealous. I'm mad that it's not me. I got an idea. Why don't we act like 8-year-olds,
yeah,
like babies. Then we're like, that's got toys. This is mine. And then we'll go and we'll do. I bet you people will watch that crap.
You know, if they're watching that. But
do you remember Fred? The guy that had the high pitch. He pitched his voice. They actually even made a movie about on YouTube. Dude. And I don't know what he's doing now, but this was just absolutely insane. Fred.
No, I don't.
Fred, where's it at? Is it this guy? 2.89 million subscribers.
You know, as much as you hate the YouTube star
thing. Hey, it's Fred! And I need to go grocery shopping! You're probably wondering why I'm doing the grocery shopping, and it's because Mom has to work 2 extra jobs because her first one wasn't paying good enough because of the economy and the government and all that stuff. She let me do it.
That's enough.
That video has 90 million views.
Can't do it.
Million. They made a movie with that character, like an actual movie.
And that's where it's at, man. That's where the YouTube is where it's at. That's what the kids want to do.
You know what's crazy is and how it started this 11 years ago. Like 11 years ago, this guy had videos.
One of my friend's kids the other day asked him, hey, what you want to do when you grow up? YouTube star.
No,
and you just got off YouTube watching. I'm like, what are you watching on there?
Don't even get me started on that. That's if there's any kids listening, and I'm going to swear here, that's not a fucking thing. It's being a YouTube star is not a fucking thing.
I totally agree with you, but Brock, it's becoming a thing.
Yeah, but
it's
but
becoming $26 million.
Yeah, but the fact that anybody can do this, it's going to get so saturated.
Yeah.
The chance, it's just like the NFL. You know how many kids play football?
Yeah.
And what are the odds of you becoming an NFL athlete?
Below 1%.
Dude, anybody can do this. Mm-hmm. You and I can do. I've done videos, and you know what? They get like 10 views.
Yeah.
You know what? No, and you have all these kids now. You know why they want to do it? Because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's an easy fucking job, and that's what I hate about it. Like, I want to be a YouTube star. Good luck. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to live at your parents' house. You're going to go off them because you're waiting to make it big. You're going to be doing all this shit because you're not going to have a real job because you're trying to make it as a YouTube star. It's almost like, it's trying to like be an actor.
I know. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, but I got to put myself in that situation. And if I was the parents of old boy opening presents and I'm getting that paycheck, I'm like,
don't get me wrong.
Man.
Oh, of course. But the chances of that happening. You know how many kids are out there probably right now unwrapping, doing the same stuff?
Same shit. Right, right.
It's just you have to, lightning, you got to get lightning in a bottle.
Here's what it is. If a kid wants to be a YouTube star.
Yeah.
That's fine. If he wants, he's going to grow out of it because he's going to finally, eventually realize, damn, I am one of a trillion people here.
Some don't, though.
Just don't give them false hopes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you stick, especially in YouTube. See, the difference between football and YouTube, well, maybe not. But physically, there's a big difference, obviously. If you work hard physically in football, you might make it to the NFL if you work your ass off. But maybe that's the same thing with content and working at your YouTube channel. I don't know. It's a weird comparison.
Not until you see.
But I think there's more luck into YouTube.
Oh, for sure. And I'm not saying you can't work hard at this. If you have something, the guys that build stuff, you're doing something, and then you're, you know, I get that.
Yeah, like Adam Savage.
But yeah, like that stuff, like that's great. And I don't mind, like there's ways there. But again, you can. I worked hard in football. I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. I could have kept going. I could have been like, no, I'm gonna go to tryouts. It's just, it's not realistic. There's certain things that aren't realistic, mm-hmm. and it's like, it's easy. The second highest paid is Dude Perfect. And like, but again, there too, there's people posting videos all the time, and it just happened to be that these guys got enough.
You know, Dude Perfect's great. I love their content. I love what they do. But do they have to fucking go nuts after everything they make?
Well, and because that was kind of the big thing. And also too, it's become like more like I think they have a show on cable show.
Right. They got apparel.
It became like so set up. I didn't like how it became like a show in a sense. It was cool when it was just them, you know, doing this shit. But I don't know. Now
hey, I'm blah, 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 and this is blah, and this is Dude Perfect. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! Dude, you made a beer pong shot. Yeah! Woo!
Just losing their minds.
I'm like, click off. I can't do it.
You know what's even crazier? The third highest paid?
PewDiePie.
Nope. Fuck that guy, by the way. Is a 5-year-old Russian girl.
Dude, the kids are banking.
5-year-old Russian girl, she is making $18 million. She made $18
million. You know why the kids are banking? It's because the other kids are watching it.
That's true.
Those are the kids. That's where you're getting your views. It's click, kids on YouTube all day long. Click, 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 click.
And
they'll probably watch the video multiple times, too.
Actually, you know, my niece and nephews are on YouTube all the time. Like, oh, I saw it on YouTube.
It's the new thing, man.
Papa. Uh-oh.
Papa! Тут я тут. Что случилось?
Я сегодня принцесса.
Какая принцесса?
Не смеяна.
Dude, it's not a YouTube upload. That's a straight up show. That's like Teletubbies, yep. Bro. That's like produced. That should be on like PBS. That's like Blue's Clues,
yeah,
man.
It is.
That's not a YouTube upload. That's like a full show. It is. It's
now and again going back to originally. I stand by my statement that YouTube is not a career. Saying I want to be a YouTube star is not a thing. Now. Go do your thing. But, folks, understand that. It's like saying, hey, I want to be a movie star. Mm-hmm. You think that's...
Is that going to happen?
There's a ton of people. I saw it when I lived out in California. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of people I saw and talked to, women, men. So what do you do? Well, you know, I'm an actor. Okay, well, you're serving me coffee right now at this at this restaurant. So are you an actor? Right. Now, granted, they had a job. But what I don't like about this, what I don't like about that mentality is that it's a easy thing to do. I feel like kids want to do it because I'm going to be famous and I can do
it right from my bedroom.
I can make money flipping bottles and making them land. It's like, no, see, do it on the side. That's fine. How about say, you know, I'm going to be a vet. I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to be okay.
You know, typically.
And they do stuff on the side.
A lot of people that do it, start doing it on the side, tend to make it more, I think, because it's just a hobby and you're putting... You know, it's real.
No, because here's what I'll say is, let's say I start uploading fishing videos and it starts taking off.
Yeah.
And now I'm making a nice chunk of money where I could just fish and make videos. Mm-hmm. Of course I would love that. But if you're my goals to set out as a child, mm-hmm. going to school, learning, if that's my goal, I don't know. That bothers me. It bothers me a lot. And like this kid, I don't know. I hope he grows up with a normal life and childhood, but... Mm-hmm. At some point, it's going to fade. People are going to get bored with you, and it's not going to be there. How is he going to handle it? Maybe he'll be fine because now he has money in the bank. He can go pursue whatever else he wants to do. You know,
it's wild. It's a wild thing,
dude. It's fucking crazy.
These people are making some serious money, man. Some serious money. I know a guy that nobody really knows of him. Doug DeMiro. He reviews cars, and he's been doing it for 5 years.
Oh, you talk about that fucking guy all the
time. I'm telling you though. Dude, it's wild watching him blow up in real time.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to hear about this guy. I guarantee you're going to be like, oh, fuck, Doug DeMuro. You were talking about this guy a year ago.
Yeah.
He's reviewing. Yesterday, he reviewed a Bugatti Chiron. Dude, people can't even see this car.
Yeah.
The Bugatti won't even let people see the car.
Yeah.
And because this guy has so many views on YouTube, they're like, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's a Chiron.
Yeah.
Drive it around LA. It's a $3 million car, Brock. And he hops in it and takes off because he's got YouTube views.
You can do it, and people
don't. It's unbelievable.
There's one that Kiki watches a lot. I don't know if she's watched it lately, but it's this girl, this chick, who all she does is smoke weed and talk about the high. Oh, yeah. And it's kind of funny. She's a cute girl.
Helps.
Well, people, oh, of course. Dude, what's it? What's that subreddit? Upvote because of female.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get them hooked, man. Yeah. A lot of the old bait and switch taglines, the old clickbait taglines. Mm-hmm. But she watched that. But literally, people just send this girl gifts. She smokes it or eats it, and then posts her high. And it's usually her just laughing at random shit. Right. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Do you know the first video on YouTube? Very first video uploaded to YouTube. It was uploaded April 23rd, 2005. This is what it is.
One of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's the first video.
How many views did I get?
81 million it has right now. I think I could probably retire on that. And it's called Me at the Zoo. That was the first video, April 23rd, 2005.
Wow.
And now where we're at is an 8-year-old is making $26 million.
All right. Well, I'll be at work tomorrow morning making my
minimum wage.
Right. Seriously, though. Sweet.
I know. I understand. You're probably thinking this comes from a place of jealousy. Yes, it does. I'd love to make $26 million unboxing toys, but let me bitch for a little bit. All right. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening to us just yell at you and children for 20 minutes. Don't forget to check out more on the website where you found the podcast and listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys later.